from a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman. I will be with you live on this 26th day of August, 2005. For the next 2 hours, this program does air Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time, and many different ways in which to hear this broadcast, internet, satellite, AM, FM, radio, shortwave. We're all over the place, folks, and we're only going to get to more places here in the future. Today, no scheduled guest, but a program note. On Monday, I'll have David Ray Griffith with me, and Tuesday, Colonel Joe Hart. Cancer cure is in the diet, and upcoming guest, not yet scheduled, or my scheduler didn't tell me. At any rate, that's coming up next week. But today, it's basically an open phone Friday. A lot of news and information to go over here that I didn't have a chance to get through during the week. Mr. Blair, looks like he's taking his pay off. Looks like he's going to be joining the ex-president's club. Oh, that's right. Along with British Prime Minister John Major, James Baker, former. Well, it just goes on and on. You'll get the story. CNN whitewashes a dirty border problem. By the way, more people, New Mexico and Arizona is now on board. What's her name? Napolitano, I do believe you pronounce the name. The governor has declared a state of emergency, but she said today that she doesn't need rank amateurs on the border. Well, the rank amateurs weren't carrying guns. They were just carrying radios and helping out the Border Patrol, and that seems like they did a good job. Well, even Governor Schwarzenegger is said to be contemplating declaring a state of emergency in California because of the illegal problem. If Arnie does that, that's going to be a surprise. Republican congressman breaks ranks, joins demand for documents on Downing Street memo. And I want to go into the neocons using shrinks to purge the National Security Agency. You know, how they want to do screen tests, psych tests on our children. President Bush said that every one of our kids needs that. Of course, how are you supposed to run a police state if you've got independent thinking people out there just running around at random, at will, running around loose, just having their own independent thought? We can't have that if we're going to have a workable police state. On the special emergency list, now this is scary. On October 16, 2004, President Bush signed into law. It's all scary, but some is scarier than more than others. The Global Anti-Terrorism Review Act. It's hate crime stuff, folks. And this we have a Department of Global Anti-Semitism now. And you'll never guess where that's at. That's right. It's in our State Department. The very same people that brought communism, that's right, to you during the 50s here in America. And it looks like the State Department is at it again. What does the State Department do? What is the state of the State Department? More and much more right after this break. We'll get started on this open phone Friday, 800-313-9443. Anything that you want to comment on or bring on the air, you're welcome to it.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Job skid, no end in sight. Michigan's unemployment rate rises to 7% in July, and economists predict an even bleaker future. We already knew that. Michigan's job picture worsened in July in a wave of unexpected layoffs throughout the auto industry, and other sectors could mean things will get worse before they get better. As most of the nation saw strong job growth, Michigan's unemployment rate climbed to 7% in July from 6.8% in June. The nation's jobless rate is at 5%. And folks, let me remind you where this information is coming from. It comes from the government to begin with. If anybody believes that the average across the board in America is 5%, I have some real good land. As a matter of fact, I got some dry land down in Florida. Yeah, it's right in the middle of the Okeechobee Swamp, and I have it for sale real cheap. Just give me a call. At any rate, overall, it looks like a real struggle here for a while, according to Dana Johnson, chief economist for Comerica, Inc., it's one of the biggest banks in Michigan. The July numbers are a snapshot that doesn't fully reflect the storm clouds hovering over Michigan's economy. Major auto companies, including GM, Ford, plan to cut thousands of jobs in the coming months and years and possibly close local plants. By the end of the summer, GM will have shuttered a plant in Lansing, and other plants may be vulnerable. Ford's Wixom plant appears likely to close after 2007. The world's largest auto supplier, Troy-based Delphi Corporation, which used to be, I think, New Departure for the division for General Motors, is threatening bankruptcy, and rival Vistron Corporation in Van Buren Township is preparing to shed 24 plants and thousands of jobs. Now, Delphi has 14,700 workers, and Vistron has 6,000 salaried workers and thousands of hourly employees. Kmart is moving its headquarters to Illinois due to its merger with Sears Roebuck and Company. That's right, they used to be in Troy, Michigan, which means the loss of nearly 2,000 jobs. And Farmer Jack, that's one of the big grocery chains, kind of like HEB down here in Texas, folks, if you're familiar with that. They're planning dozens of store closures in Michigan. Now, look at the data. This is no turnaround. This is no other major growth in other sectors that can offset the losses. And the impact of more layoffs, said Lansing-based economist Patrick Anderson. Comerica's Johnson said layoffs by automakers aren't anything new to the state. Well, I wonder how far Comerica's Johnson of Comerica's Bank is going back, because I can remember, let me see, mid-80s, 30,000 jobs whacked out. I mean, boom, permanent in Michigan. In July, seasonal layoffs in the auto industry due to factory shutdowns in July resulted in 10,000 fewer manufacturing jobs compared to June. There was also a loss of 6,000 jobs in the trade, transportation, and utility sector, which includes retail jobs. Overall, the state lost 17,000 jobs in July compared to June. And it goes on with more bad news. But the one thing that they're not talking about here is the fact that the gas prices that we're seeing, the price for oil, let me be more specific, for a barrel of oil, chances are this is not going to show up in the marketplace for 4 to 6 months, which is going to take us into next year. And very quietly, it's almost a whisper, you dare not speak these words in polite company, lest everybody get real nervous. You know, somebody hiccups here about the economy and Wall Street burps. And you'll see the stock market, look what the stock market did over the price of crude. And, of course, they sent a damage control unit in there to try to steady that thing out. But there's one thing they're not going to be able to avoid, and that's the overpayment for crude. And that will show up in this nation's economy. And, folks, just put on your little thinking cap and think about all the things that this country depends on as far as fuel, fossil fuels go. And you're going to start to imagine the effect that this is going to have next year. Nobody knows how deep and how fast it's going to run, but they're already making the predictions. As far as the timeline, it's showing up in the market 4 to 6 months, probably in that time frame. So it's just not going to be airline tickets going up. I mean, folks, I've got a car that gets 30 miles to a gallon. I sold off a Camaro that I had. Just absolutely loved the car. I've owned several Camaros. But it had a supercharger on it, and it wasn't that great in gas anyhow. And when you got a little toy like that, you have a tendency to stick your foot in it. But when I saw these gas prices start to go up, I sold it. I got rid of it because I knew this stuff was not coming back down. I'm watching people drive around in SUVs, and I know the ticket price they're paying, $50, $60 to fill the thing up. I'd put a half a tank of gas in a car that I now have that gets 30 miles to a gallon. And I think I got 8 gallons of gas for $24 or something like that. No, it's just not going to be a matter, folks, of you choosing to drive less or drive better. You know, put the old, you're always told when you're younger, make sure that you have that egg underneath your foot in the accelerator. You know, pretend like you have an egg there for even acceleration. That's not even going to help, folks. This is getting insane. And what's even more insane is people aren't jumping up and down about this. What else do they have their minds on? Well, just hang on to your hats, folks. Gas prices are going to continue to climb. Oh, but the news will be happy to give you, the prices dipped the other day. Oh, a couple cents to a gallon. That's going to come up and down and up and down, but it's going to slowly move up. And we may still see $100 a barrel oil prices. Let me see. When we were buying crude for around $20 a barrel, gas prices at the pump were $1.10, $1.15, somewhere in that range. So let me see, if the oil cost us $5 more per barrel, or five times more, I should say, per barrel, does that mean we're going to be seeing $5 plus a gallon for just regular gasoline? Do the math yourself, folks. Just do the math. If it hits $100 a barrel, you can bet on that happening. But even at the pump right now, keep this in mind. As much as you're not liking the prices at the pump right now, it's still not reflecting the true cost at the pump. Okay, if crude oil increased three times, what is it, $66, $67 a barrel, floating around there. If we were buying it at $20 a barrel and our gas was $1.10 for regular, well, now we're paying $3 more. Shouldn't it be about $3.30? That's why we keep saying that watch out for gas prices at the pump for regular to be over $3 a gallon. That's just simple math. You don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. So it ain't over, folks. It ain't over until the fat lady sits in your front seat. Republican congressman joins demand for documents on Downing Street memo. This is not dead. News media is not covering this at all, but this is far from over with. Congressman Jim Leach, a Republican out of Iowa, has informed Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Democrat out of California, that he will co-sponsor her resolution of inquiry into the Bush administration communications with the UK about Iraq at the time of the Downing Street memos. Leach is the first Republican member of Congress to publicly support a demand for an inquiry into the Bush administration's pre-war claims. The 131 Congress members who have signed Congressman John Conyers' letter to the president about the Downing Street memo are all Democrats. The 11 senators who have asked the Senate Intelligence Committee to do the investigation it committed to in February 2004, but never did are all Democrats, however that's worded and whatever that means. The resolution, H. Res. 375, is a privilege resolution which must be brought to a vote in the House International Relations Committee by September 16th, or Lee is permitted to demand a vote of the full House. 52 Democrats, including Lee, have co-sponsored the resolution. Leach is the first Republican to join them, and he's a member of the International Relations Committee. The International Relations Committee has 27 Republican members and 23 Democratic members. Thus far, 10 of the Democrats have co-sponsored the resolution. If the other 13 voted for it as well, then along with Leach, one more Republican vote will be needed for a tie or two more for passage. Leach has questioned Bush's war policies for years and was one of the five Republicans in May to vote for Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey's amendment requiring an exit strategy. Another of those five, Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, also serves on the International Relations Committee. Congressman Leach has broken the silence of the Republican Party on the Downing Street minutes. John Bonifaz, co-founder of the After Downing Street Coalition, his willingness to co-sponsor Congresswoman Barbara Lee's resolution of inquiry is bound to make the White House a little nervous. It is not possible for the president to paint this demand for documents as coming solely from his opponents. This is a demand for truth. Did the president deliberately deceive and mislead the United States Congress and the American people about the basis for going to war against Iraq? We as a people, from Crawford to Des Moines to Washington, D.C., regardless of our political persuasion, deserve to know the answer to that basic question. Congress returns to Washington from its summer break on September 6th, said David Swanson, co-founder of the After Downing Street Coalition. The first 10 days, he says, will test the Democrats' ability to stand together and challenge the Bush administration, as well as Republicans' willingness to break ranks on an issue where public opinion has diverged widely from White House policy. The text of the resolution, H. Res. 375, a list of current co-sponsors and what you can do to help, go to afterdowningstreet.org. Check it out for yourself. Should we have honesty in government, folks? Well, you decide. We haven't had it for years. But the problem is, we didn't care as long as they were lying, and they didn't take too much money out of our pockets. But the situation has changed, hasn't it? Most assuredly, it has changed. You know, somebody asked me the other day, which do you think is the worst president, Clinton or Bush? I said, you know, how do I gauge that? A bad president is a bad president, so you want me to go from worse to even worse? They were both bad. I guess that puts me in the middle of the aisle and not on either side. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
First up on this edition of Open Phone Friday, Bill in Missouri. Hello, Bill.
How you doing there, John?
Good, sir.
Listen, I've got something I'd like to have explained to me. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe you can explain to me how this can happen, all right? I've known about everything that's going on with the border situation, the illegal aliens, and we see enough of them here in St. Louis, it'd make your head spin. I was trying to talk to the guy across the street and enlighten him as to what's going on at the border. Now, I heard that there was a ranch. Somebody had lost their ranch down there.
Yeah, that was Casey Nethercott. He was found guilty of assaulting two illegals, and Morris Dees from Southern Perversion Law was with the suit. And If you remember several years ago, Morris Dees went after, another hate group. It was a legitimate hate group, but if you see the way they did it, he went after the Aryan Nations people and managed to wheedle the property out from under them. The question I had here about Casey Nethercott, whether it was legitimate or they just wanted to get this guy out of the way, if you commit a crime, say if you walked across the street to that very same neighbor and you assaulted that neighbor and you were found guilty in a court of law and you were sentenced to whatever indeterminate jail time, okay, you go and serve your sentence. Does that give the government the right to sell your property off? Same thing applies.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to explain to this guy across the street here, who doesn't believe any of this stuff. And I was telling him about there's some people down there that they had some illegals come on their property. They tried to get them off of the property, or they did something. And they're being sued by these illegal aliens, and they losing their ranch. Well, the guy said that it's impossible. You can't, it can't happen. Because these people are felons, number one, to begin with. How do they go into an American court and sue American citizens
There's only one man that can do that, and that's Morris Dees. Now, ask me how he can do it. I don't know. I don't know what legal chicanery the man used.
Illegal aliens cannot own property in the United States.
Well, evidently he found a way to make them legal. I have no idea, but you're right. They're felons to begin with.
Well, these are questions that the guy across the street posed to me, and I'm sitting there, and I couldn't answer them.
I got news for you. Neither can I.
So,
but the fact still remains that they did exactly that. How they did it, we'll have to find out exactly how they did it. The facts haven't come out about this. They've kept it very, very tight-lipped. I had seen nothing even posted on the Internet about this until several days ago.
Well, if the American people had been told this story, if this was broadcast on the evening news, and the American people were aware of this, they ought to be jumping up and down about this.
Well, I'm sure that it would. I'm sure on the tail of the story about the Supreme Court voting against your property rights, I think it might be a little much for their mainstream dumbed down audience. I mean, it would just smack of confiscation of property.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want that.
Well, we've got some troubles in this country, boy. I'm telling you what. If the American people don't wake up to what's going on and actually do something, you know, about this, we're doomed. I mean, we're in trouble.
Well, the finer point of law is that possession is 9/10 of the law, mm-hmm. or 9 points of the law. So they have to come and try to get it. No matter how they try to legitimize the taking of property, under whatever, doesn't matter what pretense they use,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for, a city council decides for their economic viability in a community that they've got to take your property for a project of some sort. It doesn't matter. Eminent domain was that, if there was a state project or something of great import for the state in general, not just a community or a county or a small group of people, well, you had to be just, you know, they had to justify it first, and then they had to compensate you accordingly.
Uh-huh.
But that does not seem to be the case anymore.
Well, if they actually go to evict these people off of their land and take that land from them, how can they do that? It's illegal. I mean, it's not legal.
I would tell your neighbor this. You asked somebody today that he doesn't know either. I don't know what to tell you, Bill. We'll have to dig that one out.
Maybe we can
avail Southern Poverty Law down there in Alabama to give us some tips on exactly how they did that. I'm sure they're proud of what they do, and I don't think they'd have any problem whatsoever telling us. I think I'll give them a call Monday.
Yeah. We need to get some explanations about this.
Yeah.
I mean, the American people deserve explanations for this.
Well, and it's going to be more important. Wait to hear what I'm going to read next.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All righty, thank you.
All right. Special emergency alert from Ted Pike. The real motive behind the Department of Global Antisemitism. You're going to love this one. And it looks like we're coming up on break here, so I will get into this right after this break. We have a long segment. This is scary stuff. Folks, as if we're not in perilous times as it is. I've only warned people, you know, gird yourself, because it's not going to get any better. That's why we should have been taking action last week, last month, last year, last decade. Maybe even at the turn of the century. Oh, that's right. 2000 would have been a real good time to start. Well, wait till you hear what I have to tell you after this break. We've got global anti-Semitism. Where is it coming out of? Well, that's right. The State Department. We'll be right back.
Yeah. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Folks, we're always interested in people being able to receive these daily broadcasts in a quality fashion and for a lot less money. Well, we've just come up with a new way to do that. We have discovered, and we've been playing around with this thing the last couple of days, and the more we play around with it, the more we're amazed, shortwave radio. And it's called a Kato, KA1103 is the model number on it. And this thing is a fantastic little radio. Let me run down what this thing has in it. Worldwide coverage with the FM stereo. And by the way, I did not know that FM went all the way down to 76 millihertz. Megahertz, rather, but this radio does. At any rate, it has the FM stereo with a set of headphones. You can get stereo out of the radio. AM frequency, including the shortwave, the marine wave, long wave, and single sideband. And that goes from 100 kilohertz up to 29,999. So it's continuous tune, no holes in that frequency band. AM band dual conversion. Jog dial tuning, auto scan, memory direct scan, direct entry, 268 memory preset. Memory is permanently saved, 64-level digital volume, which, by the way, you can control the volume two ways, a direct entry or a jog dial, like a little rotary dial. extra large LCD with analog needle dial and frequency. And this is the first radio in the world to use LCD to simulate the analog dial on a radio. Like I said, this is a full-fledged digital radio, but they have an analog dial on it with a virtual needle on it. So when you go to your 41-meter, 31-meter, 25-meter, 22-meter, whatever it is, when you have that frequency tuned in, it'll give you the virtual line pointing that out on the dial. Makes it a lot easier. Extra, as I said, extra-large LCD readout, battery charger. And it's got an intelligent charger with a time display. In other words, you can charge your batteries in this, and you can pick how many hours you want to do it. It comes with the four NiCad batteries, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. These are rechargeable NiCads. It has the battery pack in it. You can either run the battery off of the radio off of AC, or you can use your NiCad batteries in it. Or if you don't want to use your NiCads, you want to use just off-the-shelf alkalines, you can use it that way also. It's a great, great radio. It's got the course of the shortwave or AM band, has the wide, narrow, selectable backlight mode, AM signal strength indicator, FM stereo mono selectable, tone selectable, two groups of alarms on and off, 99-minute timer, 24-hour clock, shortwave meter band indicator and conversion, battery capacity indicator, super long telescopic antenna, built-in high-quality speaker, local distance switch on it, extra antenna. That's right, it's got a long wire antenna it comes with. Line out jack. It has got a ton of stuff on it, folks, and we've been playing around with this thing, and I got to tell you what, I've seen a lot of shortwave radios out there, but I have not seen any that beat the reception. This has got a dual conversion tuner in it, but I have not seen any radio out there at any price that does a better job on picking up your shortwave. Okay, here's the best part, folks. And we're running a special. We're giving you free shipping on this. The best part of this, this radio is available to you right now for $110. That's right, I said $110. Forget the cheapy shortwaves out there, folks. If you want a shortwave radio that you're going to have around for a number of years, don't skimp on the price. And this is high quality. And literally, it should be twice the amount of money that we're charging right now. That's how well this radio works. So give us a call here to order one of these, 800-724-2719, or go up to the site, rbnlive.com. Check on under the product services button, the online store. Hit the shortwave radio button that it brings you to, and you can see the complete description of this fantastic little radio. I'm loving this. And what I love about it most of all is the price. But a radio is supposed to do what a radio is supposed to do. It's exemplary in that department. But what I like most about it is the price. You don't have to spend $200-$300 to get this radio, folks. $110, and we'll pay the shipping. 800-724-2719. And if you take advantage of this, our first case of these radios, it's going to be free shipping. So give us a call, 800-724-2719, or you can order it right off our store on rbnlive.com. And speaking of stores, we're putting this thing together right now. We are going to have Republic Trading. Oh, that's right, Republic Trading Post. And we are going to have, people have called us up and said, look, I've bought all the items you have to sell. We'd like to support the network. Why don't you put some more items up there? Well, ask and you shall receive. Republic Trading Post is going to have 10,000 items in which to purchase. And we thought about this long and hard, folks. I said, do we really want to do that? And somebody suggested, well, why wouldn't you want to do it? Why do you want somebody going down to Kmart or Wally World or wherever they're going to buy whatever they use every day? Why don't you offer the very same thing, give them a good discount on it? That way they can buy from us, and it supports the network. So watch out for the RepublicTradingPost.com. That'll be coming your way. And I'll tell you what, folks, we'll have 10,000 items up there. Of course, the usual items that you're used to seeing on the page, but then you're going to be able to do your shopping. And I don't care if you want to buy cutlery or plates or a plasma television or whatever the case may be, we're going to have it all. And it's the neatest thing I've ever seen. Nobody else is out there doing this, but we're going to, because You know, we know your life's more than an Aaronizer or a British Birkfeld or a bottle of potassium iodate. You buy other stuff every day of your life. Why not buy it from us? Brand name stuff, fully factory warranted, guaranteed. No flim-flam stuff here, folks, straight up. So watch out for that site. It's coming your way. Let's go to the phones. Carol in Texas. Hello, Carol.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm just calling with some information on for that last caller that you had.
Yes.
In the Nethercott case. You know, I was listening to some attorneys talk about this. And the land that they took from him in Arizona is not his residence. He lives somewhere else. It's a piece of land that he owned on the border, about 40 acres, they said. And I think, wouldn't that be why they, one reason why they could take it, because you can't take a person's home?
I'm a little fuzzy here. They can take his acreage, but they can't take his home?
Well, I think they can take assets that you have, but isn't there something about not being able to take your, where you, you know, your home or your single car or something, you know, that you need to go to work, things like that?
Well, that's if you're filing bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah.
If you're filing bankruptcy, you have the right to keep a house and a right to keep a car, and there's a limited amount of stuff that you're able to keep. And, well, of course, to satisfy bankruptcy, you're supposed to liquidate all your holdings to pay these people back. But I think that has to deal more with bankruptcy and not seizure. How they can seize somebody's property because the guy allegedly, well, according to the courts, he did commit a crime against two illegals. But
he wasn't found guilty of any crime. This was in the civil case. The civil case that was brought, you know, after the criminal case, I mean, the first case that he hit the victim, the illegal, was not, the jury was deadlocked on that.
Okay, so he didn't get a criminal conviction, but they still got him in a civil court.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we'll find out. I'm going to look into this Monday. I'm going to call Southern Perversion Law and find out exactly how they did this. I'd be very interested to know.
Yeah, I think we should keep it alive. It's an incredible story. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Tomorrow, I'm going to be up at Crawford, Texas. No, that's not to go see George W. Bush. I see this clown more than I want to anyhow. But it's to go up there. Evidently, there's a lot of people showing up. And, there's been asked to be up there a lot of supporters for George Bush. So I guess it's going to come down to numbers. So I guess we're going to have opposing sides, and of course the other side has no information whatever. They're just there supporting their president. You know, the same bubbas that'll tell you, well, if you don't like this country, why don't you just leave? You know, what does that mean? Do I have to get as bad as a third world country or being taken over by the communist, socialist, fascist, or some clown that wants to run a police state? You know, that up until that point, it's okay. I don't want to leave America. I want the clowns that are running this country into the ground to leave America. I want my country back. So we'll be up there in Crawford tomorrow with our Bring 'Em Home magnetics, and I'm going to drive in there with them plastered all over my car. So amazing stuff. At any rate, I want to get to the special emergency alert. Let me take Steve first in Arizona, and I'll go directly to the story. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi. If I sound like a stuttering idiot, you can just put it down to my rotten public school education here. As far as the illegals picking up this land, there's a couple of loopholes that they can take advantage of, particularly in the civil case. Under federal statutes, from what I remember correctly, they can apply for a visa if they are adjudicated as victims of a crime or if they are witnesses to a crime. Once that loophole is taken advantage of, then they have all the legal status of any citizen, whether they came into the country illegally or not.
Does this apply to Mexicans as well as Europeans?
It applies to anybody.
So if a European comes into this country as a crime committed against them, that we offer them citizenship?
They can if they're a legitimate victim, yes, or if the federal government considers them a legitimate victim.
Okay, but I don't see, usually in compensation language, giving somebody citizenship because somebody did something to them that they shouldn't have been doing to them. How long has that been in effect?
Well, it's evidently been in effect a while, but they're not really giving them citizenship. All they're doing is letting them apply for it in a case like that.
Ah.
In a case like that, then as long as that application is pending, then they have citizens' rights. So then they can take advantage of any civil or legal matters that can come. They can take advantage of.
Steve, if I go down to Mexico City right now, I'm accosted by drug dealers. Can I go to the local police station and then have the same thing done as happening here in this country? I mean,
well, not until they get the rest of these treaties passed, I don't think.
Yeah. God knows what the FTAA is going to bring us. We just passed CAFTA here, and that was the stepping stone to the Free Trade Area of Americas.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
But as for Casey Nethercott's ranch here,
mm-hmm.
He's in jail on a weapons charge, which evidently originated in California when he was a bounty hunter there, according to his mother. They could not convict him of this assault charge. It ended up in a hung jury when several of the witnesses contradicted the illegal immigrant statements in court. And so the jury was hung in that case, and they couldn't convict him on that. But they did jail him on a prior weapons possession charge.
You know, it still fascinates me, and I'm not sure I've got my little mind wrapped around this. I mean, we saw O.J. Simpson trial, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was acquitted of murder, but then he was found guilty, basically, in a civil lawsuit.
Exactly.
Now, I know the preponderance of the evidence is not as great in a murder civil trial as it is in a murder trial,
mm-hmm.
but the basis of this, in my mind, is still the same. If they found him not guilty of murdering somebody, then how can somebody, no matter what court they take him into, how can they collect money damages out of them if another court found them not guilty of the charges in the first place, with the core of the issue?
They can if they are not allowed to defend themselves. In this case, Casey was already in jail. The notifications either were delayed or were never sent out in the first place as to the actual trials that was taking place in civil court. His mother and nobody else learned about it until it was almost too late.
So they convicted him absentia?
Exactly.
Oh. Well, that's, you know, that flies in the face of being confronted by your accusers, doesn't it?
Exactly. And Deez was up there making smart aleck remarks about saying, well, he didn't even bother to show up, so I guess he deserves what he got.
You know, I laugh at this kind of stuff because I know the shelf life of these critters is about not that long. And I hope they enjoy themselves out there because there is going to come a day. There's going to be a comeuppance about this.
You know? I hope so. And they're already in trouble up in Utah. I think a federal district judge is trying to really lay down the law to both the FBI and the SPLC because of a witness that was murdered in federal custody about 10 years ago that had to do with the Oklahoma City bombing.
Well, Morris D's and Southern Perversion Law is all about hate.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, if you don't hate homosexuality, and if you're not familiar with the Morris D story, I guess one of our talk show hosts the other day went into excruciating detail about the information gleaned from his wife's divorce proceedings. But
yeah, I heard that program.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. But
the guy's a sleazeball.
Well, he is. I mean, he really is. But here is the champion of morality and ethics. You know, this is the new brand of morality and ethics in America. And that comes at the... that comes at the hand of somebody like Morris Deez. I actually heard him. I have not heard him on a television broadcast or a radio broadcast since the day I was listening to him on a radio program, and somebody had called in and said, Morris, I just read your divorce papers from Maureen, and you're one sick son of a gun. Well, he got so mad, you could hear it on the radio. He picked the receiver up, the whole phone, and threw it against the wall.
Oh, I wish I could have heard that one.
And to my knowledge, that was the last time that Morris Sleaze was ever on the air. I mean, this guy is a sick puppy. He was going after his stepdaughter with sundry different things, basically sexually assaulting her. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. But yet he was heralded as being the person that was out there for the anti-hate, you know. Gosh almighty. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Steve.
Hope it helped.
All right. Let's take one more here. That was Steve in Arizona, right? You got to erase his name because you know me. I'll go right back to the computer screen and say, hey, Steve in Arizona. But no, we got John in Arizona.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys, by the way, I get a lot of calls from Arizona. How are you guys listening to the program out there?
I'm listening to you on the internet.
Oh, okay.
On RVN Live.
All right.
One thing that I wanted to say about Casey Nethercott is from what I heard is they actually detained him here in Arizona down at Operation Ranch Rescue, I think last year it was.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think about a year and a half ago or more. And that's, you know, I don't know what, you know, I kind of inquired about what was going on with this case during that process, and now I just finally heard about it. But, you know, it's pretty bad when the government actually can take your property and give it to illegals that are, they're illegal. They're the ones that are breaking the law, and here they are giving his property to them.
Well, and we have a mindset in this country that private property is a thing of the past. Tell you what, hang on a second, John.
Okay.
Got to take a break. Yeah, I was suspicious when Jack Foote was thrown off of his own property down there, Casey Nethercott, and the crew showed up. I have not spoken to Jack Foote in over a year. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Well, I keep taking these phone calls. I'm not going to be able to get to these news stories. I hate leaving people hang online, don't you? And especially, I've heard talk show hosts that go, we're going to go directly to your calls, and half hour later, you get maybe 30 seconds on the air. John in Arizona, please continue, sir.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I feel that this immigration problem has definitely gotten out of hand. And for us to think that Congress or the president or anybody's going to do anything about it anymore, we're totally mistaken here. I mean, they're not going to do anything. We know that. It's all part of the grand scheme of things, their world government. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, CAFTA passed. Free Trade Agreement of the Americas is on schedule. You know, John, quite honestly, I think Americans are going to have to take the law into their own hands.
Well,
I don't see our government doing it.
Well, and that's – I don't like – you know – no, I agree with you. I agree with you, but I don't want to see it go there. What I want to see is learned people with the facts going in and recapturing our government back that it's been stolen from us. And to hopefully do this with no muss, no fuss, no violence, nobody gets hurt. The other side just gives up because there's already more of us than there are of them.
John, do you honestly think that that's going to happen?
Well, they're not going to want to do it. Let me put it to you this way: they're not going to want to do it. But
no, they're not going to do it. Period. We've been going at this now for I've only been at it for about 4 years, and I don't see it changing around.
Well,
quite frankly, I'm tired of seeing the Constitution going in the toilet.
Well,
I'm tired of it.
Me too, but I'm tired of not seeing enough people on this country that know what the heck's going on that aren't even familiar with their Constitution.
Well, I can tell you I mailed out 500 of your flyers within the last 2 weeks, so.
You know, were you the guy that did that? Because we got several of these today that were returned to us, and it was Republic Broadcasting return address, but I didn't recognize any of the, addresses were on the envelopes.
Oh.
So you're the guy that did it.
I mailed out quite a few. I'm sure there's probably other people doing it too, taking them off your website, sending them out. Because not only do I just send them out, I also put them on people's cars and stuff too. So,
well, John, mystery solved, and I appreciate you doing that. My wife is going to be glad to hear that. She goes, "What is this?" I said, "I have no idea."
Yeah, well, there's people out here working for you for free.
Well, John, we're working for ourselves.
But yeah, I think you know everybody that's listening to this: Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. You know, all the border states here, I think we ought to really start thinking about stocking up on guns, ammo, night vision, you name it. Jack covered it the other night.
What I'd be willing to, hey, I'm going to tell you something, John. What I'd be willing to do once we round up all these illegals here is to give them a little bit of money, arm them real well, send 30 million of them back across the border and say, here, go depose Vicente Fox. Let's go get your government back for you.
Well, and then let's do that with ours, too.
Well, there you go. Thanks for your call.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, John was sending out a nice package. John, I appreciate you doing that. Somebody else called today and said that the only thing you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is start. You got local newspapers? Why don't you run an ad in there? And just go to the website. Go to our website, RBN Live, and you can click on. Let me go back to the front page here of the site. Here we go. Okay. Right at the top, the front page, right at the top on the right-hand side, help spread the word about RBN. And this is what my caller said here from Arizona. He downloaded the sheet, the free sheet that we have up there, download it, make copies of it, and spread it around. Folks, they can't stand the heat. They can't stand the truth. And more importantly, it scares them to no end. But my fear is that we do not have enough people. We need millions and millions of people brought up to speed in this country, and we can do this. I've been saying this for a decade. It's time for us to take America back, step up to the plate, because, as I said, it's not going to get any better. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll get into the special emergency alert. CNN whitewashes a dirty border program. There's something going on. International forecaster Bob Chapman writes, U.S. military is building a new base and conducting secretive operations in Paraguay. Talk a little bit about Blair and also want to get into the Utah County Sheriff and what they did to a bunch of ravers out there. Second hour coming up.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.